T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Jimmy Love is running the show right now, and Jimmy Love is wearing desert camo, so I can't see him. I think he's in there somewhere. I mean, he's not cloaked. It's just standard camo. It's not a reflective invisibility suit. It's not a light absorptive invisibility suit. It's not nonlinear optics, nor is it adaptive camo. Not that I know a little things about the modern camo that the military and intelligence people are developing, but no, that's just pretty standard desert camo. I was unaware that Nike made it, however. That's kind of funky. All right, so if you're just joining us, welcome to the program. Talking about just a very quick reset. When I was a little boy, my dad, every time we drove by UB as it was being built, "You're going to college." It was just a pre-assumption. I was going to college. But you know what? If things had gone differently for me, I might be very bitter. If I'd gone to college and I was still paying off a student loan debt and I never translated the degrees that I received into a way to make money and have a decent life. And today, if you were talking to young people today, would you be so keen on, "You need to go to college"? Or would you be more about, "You need to learn a skill, how to do something"? And I think that we are becoming a nation of, I don't give a, you know what word I'd like to use, itis. Let's go to the calls on WBEN. Here is Diane in Buffalo. Diane, welcome. You're on the radio. Thank you for holding.
Well, I wanted to say I was born at the end of 1949, so I grew up during the 50s and 60s, and Buffalo was a blue-collar town, the 10th biggest industrial city in the world. And most of the men worked in factories, and they made a good living, most of them. You know, they had a home and a car, and their wife didn't have to work, and they had kids, and, you know, the dad supported everybody with a lot of these jobs. But yeah, I don't know, you know, everything's gone. Like Westinghouse is gone, Bell Aircraft is gone. And
right, but those guys, the Archie Bunkers who worked those construction jobs, a lot of them did not want their kids to follow in their footsteps. They wanted their kids to be the guys in the head office with the white shirts and the pocket protectors.
Well, I not necessarily. I have cousins that didn't go that way. You know, they went into factory work. I just think, you know, whatever the opportunity is, because not everybody wants to sit at a desk. You know, some guys, they just have to move. They're strong and they need to, move around. Or maybe they like to be a bulldozer, guy or a truck driver or something. Also, they make money. A lot of those people, right out of high school, they made big bucks.
But I don't know if you heard the beginning part of the show, but just to quickly recap, yes, this was a very industrialized area in the 1950s, 60s, and the 1970s. In the 1980s, Buffalo, along with many other cities in the Northeast, we went away from heavy industry. And
right,
the state, if I may be allowed to finish, and the state,
a lot of those computers,
if I may be allowed to
finish, programmer or something.
All right, this is not going to go anywhere. If the state came in and said, you are all going to become computer programmers now. And the upshot of that, the unexpected, unintended consequence of it was nobody knows how to do anything anymore. So the issue is, what do we do now? What do we do now? Let's get back to the calls. Guy of West Seneca, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Thank you. I do agree with you on the schooling. Unfortunately, this past weekend, we had to take our one daughter to ASU, and next week, the other one to University of Vermont. And I just want them to be happy. It's not so much that I want them to go to school, but they both happen to know what they want, as did our oldest daughter who went to the school route. But what a scam they got going on now at these schools with the loans. And there's less and less people every year taking that route, especially males, and the price keeps going up. And they charge more and more for it, and they don't have to ever really go according to the law of supply and demand for some reason.
Well, you're quite correct, and I've often said if the people in Congress and in government would pay as much attention to big sheepskin as they do big pharma and big oil, the people of this country would be far better off, because these colleges are screwing these young people without lube.
They sure are, and not only would we be better off, but our country would be better off and have kids going into things that maybe they wanted to, that they have an interest for, and there'd be less student debt, a lot less student debt. And the price of college maybe could go down because there'd be less of a scam. But for some reason, they don't have to go according to the usual laws of business, and we're left footing the bill, unfortunately. And I just want my kids to be happy, Tom, really. And, you are very fortunate. I'm glad you brought that up. And everything you said is true. It's not egotistical. I've listened to a lot of talk radio in other cities, and they're not half as good as you or Sandy or David. And you got job security, I can tell you that.
Yeah, you know what? I honestly don't worry about it. That's not something that I worry about. But at the same time, I like to emphasize to young people that, look, don't look at me and think you can do what I did, because what I've done involved a hell of a lot of luck. And I wish I could come up with something better than that, but it was just plain, blind, dumb luck. And today, I happen to believe, Guy, I mean, your daughters, you say they know what they want to do, but did you have any conversation with them about maybe getting into something that was maybe more blue collar with job security and maybe self-employment possibilities?
Yes, but they had no interest. And, you know, you're only as happy as your saddest kid. So I wasn't one to foist the issue on them. So really, I just went along with their interests. And I think that's the way to go. But It's unfortunate sometimes, and I don't think there should be any pressure, and you're absolutely right. I think there was a tendency for pressure on the school angle.
Did you go to school yourself, college?
I did, and I think I was expected to, but I didn't end up using it.
No.
I did not end up using it. I have a two-year degree that, in all sense, is worthless. I didn't use it.
Did you get the spiel? I talked about this yesterday, and I want to hear people's take on it today as well. Did you get the spiel from your professors at a liberal arts school or in a program of liberal arts? You know, you people are here to get a degree to make money, but that's not what education is about. We're here to educate you, to show you different ways of looking at the world, to make you a more well-rounded person. And I used to think to myself, even as a 19-year-old, what a crock of crap, because none of that stuff is going to pay the tuition bill.
No, you're absolutely right. Several professors did say that. And then I had my dad on the other side, you know, indicating the money issue. He always said, you have two choices. You can go to college and get a good job after, or you work at a gas station filling, you know, pumping gas for the rest of your life.
So you fell into the same trap or the same situation I did. I mean, obviously life worked out for you, but you were one of these guys. Your dad was blue collar. And he wanted you to be white collar, so you were going to go to college. You were going to be the college boy. I mean, they talk about that in The Godfather in the 1940s. Oh, college boy getting brains on the shoes.
Yes, you are dead on balls accurate, Tom.
Well, it's good to be dead on balls accurate. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Right.
I appreciate
Have a nice
it, guy. Bye. Dead on. I've never been called that. My marksmanship, however, given my right eye, I don't think that's going to be dead on accurate. I think I might be embarrassed the next time at the range. We'll see. 803-0930. Oh, and I'm going to learn how to play badminton. I'm going to be the guy on the badminton court with my scuff-free shoes with my goggles on, because badminton is the fastest racket sport in the world. Those cocks, those shuttlecocks, they go 180 miles an hour, and you get hit in the eye with one of those things, and it could be bye-bye eye. Well, they're called shuttlecocks. Let's go to, I can't help it if your brain goes in the gutter, Jimmy Love, and folks listening. 803-0930, I'm not responsible for your warped morals. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. Is it college or is it the trades? Anybody relate to my story? And would anybody join me in saying, I think a lot of today's kids who are getting ready to go off to college, I think they're peeing money away and they're peeing their future away. They should be learning a trade and how to do stuff. Marcus, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, how you doing, sir? How you doing?
Very well.
I was given the same spiel. I'm in my mid-50s about going to college and stuff. I went to college for a couple of years, but I was in the service and I couldn't, finish it. They're so lacking at people in trades. I got a relative in Canada, Chatham, Ontario. He married a lady out there. And it was her to pick up a car. And the Canadian guy said, he was talking about that. He said, he can't get no young people to work in his shop. And I don't know, he had me... It was on a Saturday because he liked the party in Canada and stuff. And he helped me. He said, he liked me how I worked. And he said, you have any mechanical experience? Yeah, I said, but not in the auto. I spent 12 years in the Air Force and maybe 6 months in the motor pool. And he said, if you want to work, I'll offer you a job. I said, I'll pay you underneath the table. I told him, I'm an American citizen. I can't just work over there. He said, don't worry about it. You'll be taken care of. I said, you can't get nobody to work.
You know what? You're so right. People, it's not even just the people who are the mechanics, and I know a few mechanics. The service advisors who write up what is probably wrong with an automobile, they are burning out big time because there aren't enough of them. I know a guy who's been with a major dealership for decades. He's leaving the dealership. His wife has a business, but frankly, he has been burning out and burning out and burning out because nobody knows how to even tell the mechanic, here's what likely is wrong.
That's true.
I mean, it's just, and then there's the other issue too. I want to get your thoughts on this. The low lease rates that we used to have pre-pandemic, what I'd heard from a lot of mechanics is people were not holding onto their vehicles like they used to, because if you're going to spend $2,000 to fix a 2 or 3 year old car, why bother? If you can lease a brand new one and that's going to cover the first year of your lease anyway.
Yeah, they plan it against it. Yeah, that's their new warranty. That's just what it is. That's just what they do, too. Yeah, you can't find the people because they had a big drop. I'll finish up quick. Here, right here in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Niagara College, they were trying to recruit people for the auto trades and other trades, and they said they just can't get them.
No, nobody knows how to do it. I know several people in that line of work, and they're very good at what they do, but they all say the same thing. What is going to happen when we retire? What is going to happen when we die? There's nobody in the wings that can do the stuff that we can do, and they don't want to learn.
Well, I guess we just buy a bunch of Kias and Hyundais and just forget about it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I saw somewhere, did anybody see the article about one, is it a Kia? I hate to say it without full knowledge, but apparently there's been a wave of thefts of certain brands of automobiles, and they're suggesting that if you have multiple cars in your family, that you park other cars behind the car that is most likely to get stolen. I'm sure Jimmy Love will find the story. He always does, because he's Jimmy Love. Back to the calls on WBEN. Did you get the talk when you were growing up? You're going to college. Now, I don't think kids ought to be going to college so much. I think they ought to be doing the trades. You're on WBEN, Dan of Cheektowaga.
Yes, there's a lot of truth in exactly what you're saying. There's a lot of trades that are going to have a lot of scarce, solid employees to be able to handle some of the trades that are necessary. I was calling it to point out one thing is kids today, they could basically get a free education, but they would have to get into the military for like a 3 or 4 year stint. My grandson, I know, for example, a couple of his friends are doing exactly that. Now, my grandson, you know, I'm a solid supporter of everyone serving some time in the military, good, bad, or indifferent. But he, you know, I talked to him about it, and of course, he's not too pleased about that. So he's willing to take the lumps when it comes to, you know, building up a debt.
Well, you can also, if certain employers are willing to offer tuition reimbursement. I didn't serve in the military, but my education cost me nothing because I worked full time when I went to college, and the company offered tuition reimbursement. I actually made money going to college.
Correct. That is another alternative I did not think of, is basically getting a degree in a, kind of on a part-time basis. Because you're exactly right. A lot of these, a lot of the industrial companies are willing to do that.
Are you ever going to complete the turn you're making?
How's that?
I hear your blinker on in the background.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm waiting outside a building for my wife.
With the hazards? What were they?
Sorry about that.
No, it's not. It's not a problem. It's not. You have nothing to be sorry for. I'm just curious. Was it the light? Was it the hazard lights?
No, actually not. It was the right-hand lane turn to acknowledge that I'm on the side of the road. One other thing is getting to. I had the advantage of getting a degree because I was in the military. I was in Vietnam, and the degree that I got is basically a liberal arts degree, but I'll tell you, that's, you know, a degree is just a piece of paper. And getting a 4-year degree at the time that I got it, it was just the passport I needed to get a good job, you know, basically the start of a good job. I don't know how it is today, but philosophically, it's just a piece of paper that you've proven that you've gotten, you know, put up the you were tolerant enough to go back to school and put up with the sacrifices.
My friend, nobody has ever asked me about my grades. Nobody's ever asked me about the brilliant term papers I sweated over. Nobody really gave a damn. I thank you kindly. I appreciate the call, Dan. You know,
no problem.
Thank you so much. And see, the military is interesting because that wasn't an option in our family, and I'll tell you why. And look, I'm going to be honest with you guys because maintaining a web of lies, frankly, is just too much work. But my dad did his time in Korea, all right? He was drafted into the Korean combat zone. And to be honest with you, he hated the Army. He couldn't stand the military. He couldn't wait to get out of it. And he basically told all of us, don't even think about going into the military. It's a miserable life. Don't do it. Now, here's a guy, he did his time. I've got the flag that was on his coffin, but it was just not something that was talked about in our family because my dad hated the military so much. And again, they kept offering him promotions. He kept turning them down. True story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And some of these ideas came to my mind during the program we did yesterday. We've got a lot of kids, a lot of young people who are heading off to college. And do you think that a lot of them are wasting their time and they're wasting their money? Because I do. And the cost of college has gotten ridiculous. The cost of college is so far outpacing the rate of inflation. Well, wait a minute. Since this president's been in office, I might have to double check that. But the college costs keep increasing. I would argue that the quality of the graduates keeps decreasing. And if you're going to college for a degree in history, I think you're wasting your money. If you're going to college for a degree in English, I think you're wasting your money. Unless you're going to use those degrees as a stepping stone into law school, or into, if you're getting a BS degree in biology and you want to parlay that into medical school or becoming a physician's assistant. But I think so many of you who are going off to school right now are going to be so deeply in debt, and you're not going to have the big money job you think you're going to have when all is said and done. Personally, I think you're better off learning a trade, learning how to do stuff for other people, because there's IGMOs like your humble host here. This is all I can do. Radio. Well, I can do a few other things in the entertainment industry, but I don't know how to put up a lamp. I don't know how to pour concrete. I don't know how to build a wall. I don't know how to erect something. Anything these days. So as far as the situation, I think that these poor college students are being sold a bill of goods. And it's the same bill of goods that you were sold, and I think I was sold. Because my dad, again, Korean War veteran, you know, he missed out on World War II, but he got to go to Korea. Was not a big fan of the Army, got to be honest with you. But he used to say, you are going to college. It was just a fact. It was never to be questioned. I am going to college, because that was the ticket back then. You get yourself a college education, doors open up for you. Well, really? Is that really the case anymore? Because what I hear is a lot of people who say we're becoming a nation that can't do anything. If everybody can talk about safe spaces, microaggression, and transgender rights, but nobody can build a house, are we really advancing as a society? 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, what is your advice? And is it different than the advice you received? Because I was always basically ordered by my old man, you're going to college. You're going to college. And frankly, in our family, and I want to get back to the calls right away here, but real quickly, in my family, I had a brother who did not go to college. He went to J.H. Williams, polishing wrenches, he used to say. And he made really good money for a while. But then J.H. Williams and all the other places of industry shut down around here. And he was S.O.L. And he didn't have a college degree. But frankly, even if he'd had a college degree, he didn't really have the ambition to move into a position of responsibility. Not to speak ill of the dead, but he was, and he had a different way he lived his life. Well, what can I say? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. This is Joe in Buffalo. Joe, you are on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Beautiful day.
Well, here's my deal, okay? I grew up in a naturally blue-collar. Mother and father both worked. I was lucky enough to be trained by my father when I was 14, 15 years old as a cement mason. Laboring first, breaking out driveways by hand, and then got into the cement masons union. Best move I ever made. The job was never boring. At 77, I'm still doing it, and I love what I do. Now, getting back to my kid, I have one daughter who I had to push her into NCCC to take safety. Okay, now. Luckily, she went the 2 years and got a great job. It didn't cost her a lot of money. Now, my grandkids, two daughters, are coming to the age where they're, you know, almost out of high school. Well, I told them both. I said, as soon as you're 18, we're going to go down and get you CDL. I said, this way, when you're home for the summer, I hope I can get you in Local 17, the operating engineers, so that you can make your $20,000 or $30,000 in the summertime while you're in college. And then I also told them, I said, if you're smart, you'll go to a 2-year college first. Don't spend a lot of money. Then when you're ready for your degree, you can skip right over to a regular college and you don't have to do the 4-year or 5-year deal. They'll take you in and all you're going to spend is a couple of years in whatever college you want to go to. Hopefully they listened to me because, you know, I'm a little bit older and a little bit wiser, but that was the plan I had for my daughter. I'm happy I did it. I'm happy I was a tradesman. And getting back to the trades, I get calls every day from the union hall. They can't find anybody. And we got guys on a job right now that are in their 70s.
Wow. Now, when you said that you pushed your daughter into NCCC for safety, I wasn't quite sure what you meant.
Well, she's right now, thank God, she did what I said, and she's the safety director for the Erie County Sewer Authority. She's in occupational safety and health, I should have said.
Oh, okay. All right. Now it's all making sense. Those few words made a big difference in my assessment of the situation. When you were growing up, I mean, can you relate at all to what I told you? I was told by my father back in the 1970s, you are going to college. To make anything of yourself, you need a college degree. And who doesn't want to make something of themselves? But now, as I look at college, I will tell you that I think a lot, I'm going to say probably at least half, and as Bernie Mac would say, half of the people who are going to college right now, they're heading off, this fall for their first semester. They are going to be wasting their money. They're going to be wasting their time. They're going to end up with meaningless degrees, and they're going to get the song and the dance from the professors about, you know, if you're going to college because you want a bigger paycheck, you're here for the wrong reason. You're here to expand your horizons. You're here to understand the world better. I never heard so much horse crap in my life, because they weren't exactly taking hopes and dreams and unicorn turds as payment at the bursar's office.
Well, you're looking at a different generation. Don't forget, when I was ready for college, which I didn't go, it was in the 60s, early 60s, and I chose to follow in my father's footsteps, which he never pushed me to go to college. He was just happy that, I picked something that I liked, and I loved it, because two things, I got to work with him, and we spent a lot of time together working and him teaching me. And then as I progressed, naturally, I got into the union, and I've never looked back. I'm more than happy. So I never had that. Neither did my wife. My wife never got pushed into going to college. And the suggestion I make to everyone, get a job in government. You'll wind up with a nice pension in 20 years. You'll wind up with a decent paying job. And you don't have to really go to college to get the job.
Well,
All you have to do is know how to pass an exam.
Well, some of the employment positions do require a 2 or a 4 year degree, and some of the jobs in government, even though you might end up with the great pension and the great the health care, let's consider the correctional officers. I know correctional officers who are salt of the earth people. They are really genuinely good human beings, but they're between a rock and a hard place. They've got too much time in to quit, but not enough time in to retire. And they are literally counting the days until they can pull the pin. And the same thing with people in law enforcement. Ever since 2020, during the 2020 Police Academy classes, a lot of people who had taken the exam, who'd passed the physical, who'd passed the psych screenings, they were in the academy and they quit because they didn't see any future in law enforcement with defund the police. We can do just fine without the police. The police suck. The police are just out to kill people. They didn't want any part of it.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. I don't push anybody into going to law enforcement, even young people that I know now and talk about joining the police force. I think it's a wrong move for a lot of people. And when you're talking about jail guards, and I worked at construction at Attica, those guys are locked up all day long. I mean, it's not a fun job.
No, the only difference between the COs and the inmates, the COs get to go home sometimes. But a lot of them are doing ridiculous shifts. And by the way, with the way this state is being run, I've brought this point up before, in Alden, you have inmates who should not be in a prison like Alden. They should be in a facility like Attica, but they are being funneled into places like Alden. And it's a very dangerous situation, because Alden was not built to handle certain levels of violent inmates.
Yeah, well, like I said, I never had an interest in college, to be honest with you. I barely made it out of high school. But I just, like I said, I was lucky enough to get a trade that I love and guys that I can teach how to do it. And I just was with one of the board members. Actually, she's with the Regents, and we talked about vocational education till we're blue in the face. And that's what I think we're missing in school, like when McKinley had vocational education. A lot of people aren't built for college, and where are they going to go?
Amen to that. And a lot of people who might be built for college are wasting their time and they're wasting their money, unless they're going to use it to get a CPA, a law degree, medical school, whatever. I thank you kindly. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I get very passionate about this stuff, because I hate to see. And I know that if you're younger, I sound de facto like old guy when I say, I hate to see younger people on my lawn. Now, I hate to see those of you who've got your whole lives ahead of you just screwing yourself, getting yourself into deep debt, getting a degree that isn't going to do anything for you. And then having to listen to some of these professors say, well, if you're here because you want to make more money, that's not really what we're here for. We're here to expand your mind. You want to expand your mind, smoke a joint and listen to Dark Side of the Moon. I mean, probably do you more good. Okay, so if you're just joining us, you know, the one thing I want to add to this is I made the comment earlier that, and again, please understand, guys, if you meet me in real life, you will know I'm not an egomaniac, all right? I'm not that guy. I'm really not. I ran into a nice lady in the parking lot at Creekview last night because I had to drop a thank you note in the mail, and she rolled down her window and she said, hi, Tom. Now, keep in mind, I can barely see with certain glasses on, and I'm like squinting at her and looking at her, and she said, oh, I'm just a listener. Well, no, you're not just a listener. I mean, if you listen to the show, you make this whole thing possible. So, no, you're a very important person. But the bottom line is, look, it's not an ego thing. Just understand, I've been doing this a long time at a lot of major radio stations and generally have gotten good reviews. And there's always people who think I suck. I mean, there's people who think everybody sucks. You know, Wayne Gretzky, he sucks. He's overrated. But yes, I just compared myself to Wayne Gretzky. Yes. But anyway, look, I know that I'm good at what I do, and I should be after 40 years. Okay. My brother knows he's great at what he does. He's a phenomenal guitar player. Okay. And when we start talking about where our genius is, you know, I'm not going to say I am a genius because I'm really pretty stupid. But where my genius is located in the performing arts. Okay. And you probably have a genius that is elsewhere. It might be in the performing arts. I mean, hey, if Frank Rossi's listening, he's got a real genius for the performing arts. But you play in a local band, you have a genius for the performing arts. You might have a genius in computers. You might have a genius in helping people get organized. You might have a genius in healing people from disease. I think we all have our own individual specialities, to use the English way, our own specialities that we can exploit in order to make a decent life for ourselves. But I don't think that everybody needs to go or should go to college. I think, does anybody want to argue with the statement that at least 50% of the kids who are going to start going to college at the end of this month are wasting their money? It's a bad investment, $50,000, $60,000 for what? So you can get a job that pays you $30,000, $40,000 a year? Is that really worth it? You could do that now without college. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.